You're listening to the Holidays Radio Podcast, various old-time radio shows with a holiday theme for your listening enjoyment. Hello, this is Clyde J. Kell with a brief reminder. Mystery Play Internet Radio is listener-supported, so I encourage your monetary support with a donation today. Please visit www.mpir-otr.com and click on the donations page. A one-time donation of any amount will be greatly appreciated. Again, that's www.mpir-otr.com. And thank you for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.
I took my baby to a horror show. That's the only place she wants to go. She thinks that Dracula is so divine, and she wants to go steady with the Frankenstein. She's crazy about the creature from her outer space. She thinks that the werewolf has the fuzziest face. She's gonna have a party in the mummy's tomb, and she's in love with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
My baby loves a horror movie. My baby loves a horror movie. My baby loves a horror movie.
Yeah, well.
She's mad about the monster from the Black Museum. The invisible man, and she can't even see him. I better do something to get close to her, or I'll lose out to Godzilla or Tarantula. I gotta find somebody who can make me change into a horror monster with a face that screams. I know that girl would have eyes for me if I look like a man from a million BC.
My baby loves a horror movie. My baby loves a horror movie. My baby loves a horror movie.
Yeah, well.
There's a crazy old professor living just outside who could change Dr. Jekyll into Mr. Hyde. He's got the wildest laboratory that you ever seen. And over in the corner is a monster machine. I say, look at here, Professor Man, you know what I mean. Come on and make me like a monster on a movie screen. My baby says that she don't like my face, so I gotta have a scary one to take its place.
My baby loves a horror movie. My baby loves a horror.
Let us turn to another delightful phase of horror, the supernormal. I call this little opus The Dark. It's the sort of horror that was most effective on radio after midnight to make you wish, as you pull the bed covers over your head that night, that the author had been strangled while very young. But he wasn't. So try this on for size.
Where are you turning?
The alarm said Pine Street, didn't it,
Doc? Oh, yes, of course. So why the siren? The only traffic out here is on horseback.
Yeah, you can say that again, Doc. It's from nothing to nowhere.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, right with you, Doc. Right with you. Said somebody was hurt?
That's what the switchboard said.
Gee, what a dump. Don't seem to be a bell.
Oh, there must be. There's a light in there. Try the door.
Yeah, it's open.
Well, let's go.
All right. right.
Hello in there. Hello. This is another false alarm. Anybody here? I'm a doctor.
Hey, look. In the corner. This I gotta see.
Lady, I'm a doctor from General Hospital. Now, what's the matter?
She is screwy, all right, ain't she?
Frightened.
Come on, Doc. You want us to get her out of here? Or the straitjacket. Should I get the straitjacket? No, Doc, wait. Where are you going?
Can't get it open.
Huh? What's the matter? What do you want to go in there for?
Can't get this open.
Okay,
whoever is hurt must be in there. Blasted door. Come on, we'll break it down.
But the woman.
Forget the woman. Come on, put your shoulder to it. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, all right. It's dark.
Yeah.
Can't see a thing.
Go on back in the other room and get that kerosene lamp.
Well, I
get it, I say.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Here, Doc. The lamp.
Okay. Hold it high.
Yeah?
What? Oh, Mother in Heaven.
On the floor. What is it?
It's a man.
Oh, no. It can't be.
Yes, I tell you, yes, it's a man. A man. And he's been turned inside out.
Inside out?
Yes, see for yourself. It's a man. But the skin is the inside. The raw flesh is the outside. Organs hanging.
Yeah.
It's a miracle. A man turned inside out. Like you turn a glove inside.
Yeah, it's alive. It's alive.
I see it, I see.
Alive?
Yes.
Doc, it's trying to get up.
Oh, no.
Trying to get up, I tell you. Trying to move.
Sam, hold that light high.
I can't watch. Look at it, rolling over. Trying to get up.
Stop that.
Look, trying to get up on its knees. Doc, make it stop. Kill it. Do something.
Sam,
man
stop.
Can't live inside out like that. I tell you.
Stop. Hysterical old woman, that's what you are. Now, you stand there and shut up.
Listen to him. Listen to him. Oh, let's get out of here, Doc, please.
Don't be a fool. We get to find out, Sam. Why? What? Look, there's another door.
Yeah. Open.
The answer might be in there.
Doc, don't. We got
the lantern. Bring it.
Gee, Doc, why can't we just go?
Hold it high.
Doc, what?
Don't move. There's no floor in there.
I don't see nothing. Nothing but dark.
Well, look. The dark sort of spills over on the edges.
Huh?
Well, look, I tell you. It's a deeper dark than dark. Something moving in there.
Doc, close the door.
No. No, wait.
Then I'll close it.
Oh, you fool, open that door. I've got to see what... He's coming in here.
Come on, Doc. Let's get out of here.
No, Sam, I'm going to find out what this is all about. All my life, things have been what they've been. I'm going to know all about this.
Please, Doc, please, let's get out of here.
Woman, if you know anything, tell me. What was it we saw back of that door where the floor should have been? Do you know?
She's going to the door. She's going to open it.
Yes.
Doc, will you listen to me? Let's get out of here.
No, now wait. She's just standing there, looking into the dark.
Yeah. Doc, what's that coming up out of the hole in the floor?
The dark.
It's like black smoke. Listen to it. It's reaching up to her.
Yes.
What is it? Smoke? Black? What?
Crawling up around her.
It's covering her.
inside out. It turned her inside out. Inside.
Sam. Sam, get up. Sam, open your eyes. The shadows are crawling along the floor toward us. Come on, Sam. Come on. Sam, you're... Oh, you're too heavy. I can't lift you. Sam, you've got to hear me. The shadows, they're crawling toward me along the floor. I can't leave you here. You saw what they did to her. Look at her. Inside out. A woman inside out. Oh, Sam. I'll drag you out of here. Oh, you're so heavy. They're coming faster and faster. Like long black fingers. Ah, my legs. Let go of me. Sam, I can't help you. They're holding me back. The black. It's covering you. Sam! No. No, you thing, whatever you are, get off me. Stop covering me. I've got to get out of here. I've got to tell them all about you. I've got to tell everyone there's something like you loose in the world. Got to warn everybody. Get off me. Cold. Slimy. How can shadows be slimy? So cold. Covering me over. My head. My face. The go. My face. My mouth. The go.
Everybody. voice in her throat as she speaks, but also the voice in her mind as she thinks.
About the Louvre and scummy pictures and junk like that. Fun. I want fun.
Now, Jean Taylor, why do you always lag behind? You know that makes my task of shepherding you girls infinitely more difficult.
Do I have to be shepherded? Do I look like a sheep?
Now, Jean, my dear, please don't take that attitude again. Your father...
My father. My father. What does my father understand about me?
Now, Jean...
What does anybody understand about a girl like me?
My dear child, for 20 years I've conducted young ladies...
For 20 years you've been a pain in the neck.
Jean Taylor.
A pain in the neck, that's what you are. Here we have the Mona Lisa. She's got a pan like a hunk of cheese, sir. Culture, girls. Culture.
Jean.
Culture.
Jean Taylor.
You make me sick.
Jean Taylor, how could...
Oh, don't pop up like that. You'll blow something.
Cable. A cable to your father.
Go ahead, cable him, send for him. Who cares? What good's Paris if I don't get any fun out of it? You dried-up prune.
I've never been talked to like this in all my life.
Well, that's what you are, a prune. A little dried-up prune.
The other girls...
The other girls make me as sick as you make me sick. Fun. Fun's what I want. And neither you nor my father nor anybody else is going to stop me from having it.
Now I understand how you broke your mother's heart.
Oh, cut it out. That tune's made me sing in the choir long enough. I'm sick of it. Money's for fun and life's for fun. I'm young. My father's got plenty of what it takes. So starting right now, the devil with sculptures and paintings and all your culture. This is Paris. Paris. And I'm going to have fun. 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 And I'm starting right now.
Jean, come back here. Jean, come back here.
Chasing after me. Never catch up with me. Dried old prune. Fun. Fun. Paris full of fun. Free now. Yeah, I'm free now. Until she cables father. Get all the fun I can while I'm free. Nobody knows me here. Get away with anything. Anything. Old prune face. Lost in the crowd. Oh, this is swell being alone. Man looking at me. Oh, I can only talk French. Fun. I gotta have fun. Step over to the window. Stand there looking in. Someone might talk to me. Someone might.
I beg your pardon. Do forgive me for startling you.
Well, I'm not startled.
Aren't you Jean Taylor from New York?
Well, yes. Yes, I am.
This is a coincidence. Sam Edwards, the name.
I know you?
Not exactly. I know your father.
Oh.
He often spoke to me of you. His favorite daughter, aren't you?
Am I?
I get it. Sort of holds you down, doesn't he?
You mean he tries to?
Well, I can see he isn't very successful now, is he?
Oh, I do all right.
Alone?
Certainly.
Going someplace in particular?
Why?
Why not go places with me?
Then to my father's.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I wish you would say something. For instance, that you'd like to have me show you Paris. The real Paris.
Real Paris?
Of course. The Paris the tourists never get to see. The Paris you read about. A living, lusty Paris. You go with me?
Oh, mister, I'd love it.
Excellent, excellent. Shall we go?
You really mean the real Paris?
Pure and unadulterated. And not so pure.
Mister, you're the answer to a maiden's prayer.
Yeah. And not much further.
Kind of a funny street, isn't it?
The real Paris.
I hope.
And here we are. Told you it wasn't much of a walk.
You mean this house?
That's right. The old Paris.
It's old enough. Sure looks like a dive.
If your father heard of this, oh.
He won't. He won't.
I should hope not.
I thought you said this was a club.
Oh, yes, indeed. All have our own key. Here you are, my dear. fun a la carte.
I'll take it a la mode. A la anything. Mr. Edwards, where are you?
Just closing the door. All right, this way, my dear.
Say, how about some lights? How about it?
In here, plenty of lights.
I thought you said there'd be a swing band. I don't hear anything.
Oh, not so impatient. All in good time. Step in here.
It better be good.
It will be.
Say, there's nothing in here. What? Mr. Edwards, locking the door. Say, what's the idea?
It seems like a good idea.
I said, what's the idea?
And I said, it seems like a good idea.
You lied to me.
I'm an opportunist.
And if you think you can get away with anything, you're crazier than you look.
Am I?
You said you were a friend of my father's.
I am. I am indeed a friend of his money.
What?
Money, money. You little sap, you don't think I'm interested in you?
Don't you talk to me like that.
Still wet behind the ears.
You let me out of here.
Sit down, sit down.
Let me out.
Sit down. That's the idea. After all, you're not talking to your dear papa now. I'm a fellow who likes his own way even more than you do.
This'll cost you plenty, mister.
You mean it'll cost papa plenty? $150,000 plus interest.
Let me out of here.
$150,000 plus interest. Every dime he took from me, I'll get back.
I don't know what you're talking about. Open that door and let me out of here.
You think it was accidental, my meeting you? On the contrary, I planned every minute of it. I knew exactly what you've been doing ever since you stepped foot in Paris. Why shouldn't I know? I have been waiting for this. He took my money, that father of yours, and now he'll give it back.
They know where I am. They'll find me.
Carwinkle doesn't know where you are. You saw to that.
You know?
I just told you I made it my business to know. Yeah, he'll give me back my $150,000, that father of yours.
You can't keep me here.
On the contrary, I can do nothing else. I waited 2 years for a chance like this. Yeah, 2 years. Because I knew sooner or later you'd be alone. You. The only way I could get him to give me back my money. Well, now I've got you. The whole 19 spoiled years.
Not afraid. Why should I be? He's old. I'm smarter than he is. Not afraid of him. What's he talking about my father? $150,000. Father stole it from him. Maybe he did. What do I care? He can't keep me here. I gotta get out. I'm smarter than he is. Candlestick on table. Gotta get him to turn his back. That's it. Turn his back. Grab candlestick. Mr. Edwards, look. Behind you.
What?
Nothing at all, except this.
What? Candlestick. Why'd you...
You open that door.
Put down that candlestick.
Don't come near me.
Why, you little good for nothing. Give me that candlestick. What are you trying?
What did I do? Hit him so hard. Candlestick heavy in my hand. Drop it. He's lying there so still. Maybe I... Something dark. Crawling along his head out on the floor. Blood. Blood. Killed him. Killed him! Gotta get out of here. Which key is it? Which key? I can't find the right one. Which is it? I've got to get out of here. Blood pouring out of me. I'll go crazy. My head. I'm all mixed up. This is the door we came in. It is. But why won't the keys? I got to get out of here. I killed a man. I got to get out. Wind. Where? In the shadows. Another door. Open. I will get out. I will. Steps going down. So dark. Kill the man. Get away. Back to hotel. No one will know. Ever. Dark. I don't know. I... Water. Basement floor covered with water. Can't get out. Have to go up there. Find another way out. Go up there again. Must be another way out up there. The door. Shut. Wind blew it shut. Oh, I can't open it. Can't.
God, I got to. Go down again. See if water's deep. Wade through water if it isn't deep. Only up to my ankles. I will get out. I will. Must be a basement door. So dark. Kill them if they catch me. They won't catch me. Never. Nobody knows. That sound. Running water. Over this way. I wonder why. Get out of here. No one will know. Can't know. No one saw me come in. Sound of water so loud. I wonder what... Water. Drowning. Falling. My head. Yes. Remember? I remember. Stepped out. Water over my head. Filthy water. Pulling me under. I hear it. Yep. No water here. So dark. Where am I? Where? Gotta get out of here. Gotta get out. Stand up. Oh. Oh. Bumped my head. Stone roof above. Crawl. Crawl out of here. Kill the man. Gotta get out of here. Smashed his head in.
Gotta get out of here!
But not that way, mademoiselle. Another foot in that direction, and you would have fallen many feet into the water.
Where are you?
Beside you. I saved your life, mademoiselle.
What?
You floated by, drowning. I saved you.
You saved me?
Oui, I did. In the dark, I saw you.
Dark? Water? Where am I? Where am I?
You do not know.
Where am I? Wet stone. Smell. Sound of water. You've got to tell me where I am.
Oui. I tell you, mademoiselle. You are in one of the great sewers of Paris. This way, ma chérie. This way.
What's the matter with you? Do you have to walk so fast?
But I walk slowly, mademoiselle.
So dark. Haven't you even got one match?
I see quite well, mademoiselle. If you will follow me.
And then walk slower. You're just a shadowy something. Walk slower, I tell you.
I am a busy man, mademoiselle.
You fool, don't you understand? The quicker you get me out of here, the more I'll pay you. I'll give you more than you make in a year.
The sewers run beneath the streets like fingers of outstretched hands. Some of these tunnels are so old that all the world has forgotten them.
There's no water here.
Oui. If that is true, abandon this one.
How much further?
A step, merely a step.
You said that half an hour ago.
Turn here. Turn here, eh? Up the steps. Turn, and here we are.
What are you talking about? It's still dark. We're still underground.
We are here.
What are you talking about?
My workroom.
Workroom? Who cares about your workroom? Out of here. You said you'd get me out of here.
No, mademoiselle. I take you away from the water. Here.
But I want to get out. Out where there's decent air. Out where there's light. Do you hear me? You've got to get me out of here.
Oh, no.
No.
Whoever meets old Louis down here stays here.
You're crazy.
No.
You know what money is, don't you?
Oui, mademoiselle.
Then get it through that head of yours. I'll make you a rich man if you get me out of here. Rich. Rich. Just get me out of here.
You are a noisy one.
Crazy. You are.
No.
You are. What do you stay down here for if you aren't?
I work.
Work? What sort of work have you here?
I make things. You will see.
See? How can I see in this dark?
Your eyes will accustom themselves in a few years.
Get me out of here!
Come.
What?
Come, mademoiselle. Come.
Wait for me. Wait for me.
I will show you my work.
Wait for me. If you'll get me out of here, I tell you, you'll never regret it. Where are you? I've lost you. Where are you?
To your right, ma chérie. Turn to your right.
My right? Oh, where are you, old man?
Here, I'm here.
But there's no life here. You didn't get me out. You didn't.
My work. It is here.
Who cares about your work? Get me out of here where there's light.
Light? Oui. I will make light.
I'm not afraid. I've never been afraid of the dark. Just want to see where I'm going, that's all. Hurry. Hurry up with the light.
Oui. I bring you light.
Miserable little kerosene lamp. Haven't you got anything stronger than that?
My work. Oui. Now you will see my work. This way, mademoiselle. This way.
You crazy old fool. Who cares about anything but getting out of here? Will you get it through your head? Money. I'll give you plenty of it. Just show me the way out of this place. Do you want me to go as crazy as you are?
Here, ma chérie. This is the place. My wonderful workshop. So quiet. Always quiet. No one to disturb, oh Louis. No, indeed.
Give me that lantern. I'll get out of here myself.
No. That is impossible. My work. You see it? See it?
What's that?
Take it, mademoiselle. Take it in your hands. I made it. With my own hands, I made it.
It's a necklace.
Oui. A necklace, eh? Exquisite work. You see for yourself, it is exquisite.
Okay, so it's exquisite. Now, will you get me out of here?
I made it myself. All by myself. No one helped me by myself.
You crazy old fool. Give me that lantern.
No. You must see how I make my beautiful necklaces. Here. Over here, mademoiselle. Look.
Listen, you give me that lantern or I'll...
Oui. From these I make it.
Bones.
Oui. Beautiful bones. They come floating down the water to me.
Bones of... What?
The foolish ones who kill themselves in the water. The sewer brings them to me. We, all of them.
Oh!
The miserable, unhappy flesh. I take it off them. Then at last, they are bones. Hard, white, useful bones for my work. See, that one in the corner.
Let go of my arm.
No. You must come to look, ma chérie. You must.
Let go of my arm.
Come, mademoiselle, come. You see, the skull, I have it almost clean. You stand there. I will show you how I do it, eh? My saw. Saw. I cut the good, strong, white piece off the top and clean the brains away, eh? Watch me.
No. No. Gotta get away. Chasing me. Old man. Can't run as fast as I can. Get away. Just get away, that's all.
Sawing that skull. Dead man. I killed a man.
Mademoiselle!
Still after me.
Get away. Oh, we'll get away. Nightmare. Gotta get out. So dark. I gotta get the light. I'll go crazy if I don't get the light. Water. Water again. Now be careful. Maybe if I yell, someone would hear me. Workmen. Someone in the sewer. If I yell. Talking back to me. Oh, if only someone was here to get me out of here. Someone.
I am here, Mademoiselle. Why did you want to run away from me? It was quite useless.
Let go of me. Let go.
It is no use to struggle, my sister.
Let go of me, you crazy fool. Let go of me. Do you hear? Take your hands off me. Let go of me.
You come with me, Mademoiselle. Oui, with me if I have to drag you along. I need your help. I have wanted so very long.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
No. You see, you cannot reach me, mademoiselle. I twist your arm so.
Oh, my heart.
Yeah. Now you will do as I say. You will come quietly. Oui, ma chérie. You will help me too. Always help me. There is so much work to do. So many bones to be cut. You are doing very well, mademoiselle. Oui, very well indeed.
Stop! Stop! Fool!
That is not the way to cut. Crosswise, crosswise.
Crosswise?
If you cut the other way, the bones will split. Splinters are not good for my work. Oui. Now you will try it again, eh, ma chérie? Bone. That is right, eh? That one, ma chérie, had long bones, did he not? Eh? I remember the day I fished him out of the water. Still alive he was. But I fixed that. Oui, I fixed it. He must have been like you. Rich, willful, no good for anything or anybody in life. But in death, oui, now he will be useful, eh? Keep sawing! Keep sawing! There is so much work to do, ma chérie. What was I saying? About the bones, oui. Look about, ma chérie. Chains and chains of pretty necklaces. I made them all myself. All myself. Everyone. Like lacy strings they are, eh? Such beauty. Oui.
Stop! Stop! Stop, I tell you!
You hear it? You hear it? I ask you, you did not hear it? Come quickly. We have work to do. Come.
Oh, no.
Must I drag you after me always? Huh? Come, come. Another one. Just in time, too. Eh? Quickly. Come quickly.
Hurting me.
Then come quickly. Yeah. Your eyes can see in the dark now as well as mine, eh? Oui, I train you. Louis train you well, eh? Such a short time and you are doing so very well, eh? You saw the bones into pieces almost as well as I do myself. My chérie, it is good to have a woman around. We'll make this place a fairyland of necklaces, eh? So many of them, they will be like clouds above us, eh? Quickly, quickly, move more quickly.
Don't hurt me.
Oui, I must say you have changed quite nicely. So docile. Quiet tears now, where before you were so noisy. Oui, before you were another rich one. Good for nothing but for trouble. Now you do my work for me. That is the way it should be, my chérie.
Here we are. The water runs quite strongly here, doesn't it? The largest sewer of them all. To bring me more white ones for my work. See! There it comes, another one.
Oh, Mommy!
Mommy! Another one who tried to take his life, huh? I always know when one is coming. Ah, mon Dieu, he's a big one, huh? Strong bones he'll have. Cut him. Help me lift him out.
No!
Help me lift me, he's a big one.
He's alive!
He's alive, I see. Pull his head out of the water. Pull the thunder. Pull the thunder, I tell you. Hold his hair. Pull him under. Woman, why did you run in the water?
And how is the fishing, my friend?
How could I fish, Levitis?
In my time, the Seine is full of fish.
In your time? Look, Sierra is praying in. Where is that for a fish to live?
I tell you. Monsieur. Look,
what?
In the water.
Voilà.
She's a porpoise. She's a woman.
Yeah. The current will take her right by us.
Hold on to my arm. I'll get you. Hold on.
Oh, not too far.
Oh, you will fall in.
A little more. A little more.
I got you. Pull me back. Oui. Pull me back now. Help me lift her up.
So, another one, I suppose, who found life too bitter.
Oui. Poor old women. Must have had a long, miserable life. The misery in her face.
Oui. She looks as if she might be an American. She...
What do? She moves her lips. Oui.
Old woman, what is it? Eh? What are you saying? What?
Would you like a beautiful necklace?
Necklace?
A beautiful necklace out of bones. Real human bones.
Lights Out, written especially for radio by Arch Obler, comes to you each Wednesday from our Chicago studios. This program has been heard in Canada over the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.